Already got it. I got it going already. We're already here. Look at this. Yeah.
Beautiful.
The Whoa Podcast, Tuesday at 5:30, different time than usual. Yep. Feels good. Not that it affects when this comes out or anything, but.
No. You know what? We
There he is. It gave you a little quiet, by the way. I would turn yourself up a little bit if you can.
Okay, how is that?
Still, you're pretty quiet.
Really?
Yeah.
How about this?
That's better.
I can go up to here, too.
No, that's, yeah, you're fine.
Okay, perfect.
Yeah, Chris is just loud as shit all the time, so it's like...
Yo.
Compared to his waves, all of us have just tiny little waves.
Am I really loud as shit?
Just your input's always just louder. I think it's because you have like a deeper voice or some gay shit. I don't know.
I have the biggest wave in the world. Don't say that about me.
No, it's actually really small. I'm looking at it right now. It's really small.
What the fuck, dude?
Yeah,
micro wave.
It's minuscule. Like people can't even. Like, you can't even hear it if you go back and listen to it. It's so small.
No, don't say that. I've been told I have a really big wave.
We are recording, right?
We are absolutely recording. It's 5:32.
Man, I'm fucking eating. I'm sorry.
5:30 is 5:30.
Eat your food, big bro.
Yeah, you're good. You can eat. I don't care. The listeners don't care.
Yo, you're on demon time, man. Demons eat when they got a feast. Big night tonight.
Demon,
big night tonight for the Who Up podcast. We got the fucking what is it? Is this Dumb and Dumber 3 tonight?
this is two stupid fucking idiots. being stupid. Dumb.
Yeah, no, it's sorry. Literally, it's gonna be so fucking stupid. And I'm gonna love every minute of it.
It better be good as I hope it is.
Is the thing, it's definitely gonna be better than that Dave Chappelle special.
You didn't like the Dave Chappelle special?
No, I'm fucking around.
No, I found it poignant.
Didn't we watch it together? Cave?
Yeah, we did.
Yeah, we watched it together. Yeah.
What?
What? Dude, what? No, you did not watch it.
Yeah, you weren't here when we watched it.
The one about police brutality we watched in Discord.
Oh, no, I was talking about the one with Macaulay Culkin being fucked by Michael Jackson.
Oh, yeah, I wasn't there for that.
Yeah, Gabe and I watched
it. He talks about
together.
Where gay people sit in the car.
Yeah, that's very funny.
I think it's special.
Yeah, I liked it. I thought it was a good one.
Yeah. No, it was fantastic. I think it's going to be exciting. You know, I'm really hoping they talk about if Bubbly or Ahas are better, which one tastes better.
I'm going to go with LaCroix.
No LaCroix. We're done with LaCroix, man. We got too many sparkling beverages. Bubblies, Ahas,
Perrier.
Yeah, but who was first, you know? And I think that's Perrier or Perrier's LaCroix. And I think, well, Perrier doesn't have flavored ones, do they?
No, but they're the Mustang of sparkling water.
Oh, so they're the entryway to dog shit cars of water, yeah.
is Clifton siding with tradition? Are you saying tradition is right?
Yeah.
Kind of not cool, ableist. Man.
I'm ableist of you.
Yeah, I am ableist, actually. I fucking hate able-bodied people.
I was reading a Twitter thread today.
Yeah.
And we're good, dude.
We're going to
say any ableist slur we want.
Yeah, because, well, we're neurodivergent. We've talked about this on the podcast.
Yeah, but like, I don't know. Just seeing the thread today gave me life, you know.
No, hope. I'm not disregarding your point. I'm just saying we've talked about being neurodivergent on the podcast.
I was up at 10:30, no sleep, and a thread pops up, like, this is the only way that you can use the R word. And it was like, if you have any sort of mental illness or any sort of incline of any sort of mental disease, you can just say the R word. And this guy thought he was being like productive, but he wasn't.
Like, here's my thing. How are you going to prove that I have ADHD, idiot?
I have ADHD. I'm pretty sure I'm autistic. I can, let me say it.
Like, I don't know. My whole thing is like, I'm not neurodivergent, but I'll still say it.
Yeah, I think if you've been called it, you can say it.
Yeah. I think if you said it before you turned 18, you get to say it after you've turned 18. I think that's kind of like, you know, that's like getting grandfathered in to being ableist. You have to get an early start, and then yeah, you just kind of get to roam with it.
A jumpstart program, if you will.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
For people who hate able-bodied people.
Yeah, it's like a No Child Left Behind for people that want to say retarded.
Yeah. I think, well, here's what I want to propose, right? Is being ableist is hating people who are able-bodied, right? Now, yeah. I have bad knees, and I'm fat. Mm-hmm. So, I should be able to be ableist. Because I'm not able-bodied.
Yeah.
I'm winded when I walk up the stairs. I should be able to be ableist, you know?
Yeah.
Unless I'm totally misunderstanding what the word ableist means.
Like, sometimes I just get, like, really tired in the middle of the day.
Yeah.
And I don't feel like that's normal. So I think I just kind of get the pass off of that.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think this is normal, guys. I don't think the things I go through are normal. So I'm different, dude. I'm different from most people.
Yeah.
Like, in my life, I just, like, think about, like, what goes on with me, and it's different, dude. I'm not like you. I get special treatment.
Yeah, they don't check your ID at the liquor store. That's special treatment. Okay, hold on. That'd be kind of awesome if being neurodivergent got you special treatment like that. Like, not only I only have two choices on a multiple test choice, or multiple choice test, but I also don't get ID'd when I go buy cigarettes or alcohol.
I would love the idea of, like, a liquor store, like, you walking in and being like, "Hey, it's the neurodivergent guy. You don't gotta show ID. You're good."
Yeah. Yeah. No,
I take care of my boys.
Yeah. You know what? You don't even gotta pay. Take whatever you want. The government says that's what you get to do, I guess. So. Yeah. Yeah.
Every single employee has Down syndrome.
Yeah. Yeah, that's awesome.
Down syndrome run bodega would be sick.
What's a bodega?
What it?
like a convenience store.
Yeah, that'd be kind of sweet. We should.
Does the bodega cat have Down syndrome too?
Yeah.
Yes.
That'd be a cool sitcom.
Dude.
It's like the antithesis to Big Bang Theory. He's like handicapped bodega.
Yeah.
The thing is, the owner of the bodega doesn't have Down syndrome, of course. He's just underpaying these people with Down syndrome.
Are you saying that someone with Down syndrome couldn't run a bodega?
No, he's not saying that he couldn't. He's saying that they don't.
Okay, good. Because I think a middle schooler could run a bodega.
I'm just being realistic about life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it's okay. So the guy who runs the bodega is an Indian immigrant who's looking for cheap labor. So he hires a bunch of Down syndrome people. And he's utilizing them. He's taking advantage of them for, you know, cheaper wages. So he can not have to worry about the store. But what ends up happening is, like, it just becomes the hub for anyone with any mental disability to go hang out. It's like Cheers, but for, like, mentally handicapped people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, this is kind of in the vein of handicaps, but I'm sure a lot of people have seen this video of the guy drinking cranberry juice, skateboarding to like Fleetwood Mac or whatever the fuck it was.
Yeah, it's like the Mexican dude with like the shitty haircut.
Yeah. So like I saw someone was being like, hey, check out what I'm about to say, and was like, oh, since this is y'all's Twitter flavor of the month, he doesn't have running water in his home. So let's fix that. And, you know, which is like fair. Like, yeah, he doesn't have running water. Yeah, sure. Help the guy out. But I don't like the idea that you could just call someone a flavor of the month.
Yeah. Well, he's like he's like the white boy of the month.
Yeah. He's but like, because he's Mexican, he has to be the flavor.
Yeah, he's like, the guy. He's like the guy who, I don't know his name, but he does like the cocaine off the knife video and all that stuff. That's the same concept, except this
is it
guy.
Really? Yeah,
they're not the same guy.
Oh, okay. I was like, whoa,
it's the
hold
same
on.
It's the same concept of that. Those two guys are in the same like bracket of like Twitter obsession.
Doing cocaine off a knife, maybe he doesn't deserve clean water.
Why not?
No, I'm being facetious, but I
do you.
I love.
Do you
it's
deserve
like,
clean water?
Probably
your,
not.
With your swishers.
No, I just love. It's like a direct parallel to Kanye West being like, you know, we're still slaves in this country. It's like. They ditched Negro, and now they're using the word flavor.
Yeah, that's good. That's a good one.
Like,
yeah, that's awesome.
That would be, what a world. Could you imagine, like, that's what, like, white nationalists started doing was, like, I hate when I go to my hometown McDonald's and it's full of flavors.
Well, okay, here's the funny thing, though, is, I mean, like, woke culture... From like rich white people do literally that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like finding a way to like talk down to people. But you think you're like doing a good job.
Well no, that's not
thing,
what it is, but...
my flavor of the month this month is strawberry. I think it's good.
Yeah.
Tastes nice.
Yeah.
I enjoy eating it, whether it be the artificial flavor strawberry or actual physical strawberries in a smoothie or just the fruit.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And then my other fruit of the month is Neil Patrick Harris. I think he was really good in How I Met Your Mother. Yeah. He's definitely a guy boss.
Yeah.
Yeah. Whenever they teach him Hunty,
he will be hosting the Tonys again. Once he learns Hunty,
he'll be hosting the Masked Singer Faggot Edition.
Yeah, I was gonna call Pete Buttigieg a faggot on the timeline today, and I was just scared.
What a pussy!
Yeah, I was gonna.
Tweet you're gonna quote me. I'll do it.
I was gonna. No, I'm not. Don't fuck you. I was gonna quote tweet the tweet of him. Being like, what is it? It was like him talking about Donald Trump's taxes. And I was going to quote tweet it with the Sopranos videos of him going, he's a fag. But I got scared. I didn't want to deal with any bullshit today.
Nah, Pete Buttigieg is a fag.
Well, yeah.
He's a fag.
He's a fag. Yeah, I love that
he's
he pinned.
A fag.
Did you guys see that he pinned that tweet?
All I thought he pinned was chasing Buttigieg down and fucked.
No, he. No, he.
He's
pinned,
for sure Dom.
He pinned the "Who does the president owe" big number that I can't read to.
421 million.
Yeah. Yeah, I was looking at that. I was looking at it, right? And I'm just like, motherfucker, why'd you pin this?
That's such a gay thing to pin.
Yeah, I'm.
Oh, just I would like to say something ahead of the debates.
Yeah.
Did you see Eric Trump came out as gay?
Yeah. Did you guys see me quote the video of him coming out as gay with "He's a fag"? I did that today.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I did. Yeah. My cat is now, because he's got all this desk space, because I'm sitting in a different spot. He's fucking stepping on my computer. Hold on. All right, we moved him. We got him.
Well, I'll finish my thought while you do that.
Yeah, yeah.
I was thinking this is the reason that Trump is going to edge out Joe Biden. Because think about it. Now Trump has one gay son, and all Joe Biden has is one dead son. So,
right. And his dead son's
he can't be gay if he's dead.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, his dead son's not even gay. He's just a veteran, which is like they're dead to Americans anyway. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, we buried him in Arlington. We, you know, saluted him or whatever. So now it's not a problem anymore.
Right. I would love the Trump family, like, slowly just, like, becoming LGBTQ. Like, Ivanka comes out tomorrow on CNN and is like, I have a big announcement to make. I am actually, I've been a transgender woman this entire time.
Oh, I was going for, she's now Ivan Trump.
Oh, she could do that too, yeah.
I'd be so and mad then, if Ivanka was trans, dude.
Now he would be Ivan Trump.
And then Barron comes out as like pansexual or something.
Yeah, something youthful, demisexual. Yes.
Something that the kids are just kind of into right now.
Yeah, Barron would be a they them, lesbian.
Yeah. I love Barron Trump's Instagram profile being like the bio's like, yes, he's my dad. Non-binary pronouns, please.
He's my dad with the eye-rolling emoji, and then it would be they, them, and then Barron Trump now has a septum piercing and pink hair.
Yeah.
The rest of the bio is like Pisces, and then it, for some reason, has his Venmo linked in it.
Yeah.
It has his Venmo with, like, the fucking, like, tongue-out emoji.
And then he's got a link tree where his OnlyFans, Patreon, Instagram, TikTok, and Twitter are all linked.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That'd be sick.
Is Barron Trump a Pisces?
I don't know if he's a Pisces. That seems like a Pisces thing to do. I feel like every time there's somebody extremely mentally ill, so extremely mentally ill bio, they're Pisces.
Okay, first off, don't say that about Pisces. I have Pisces in my life who are very special to me. but...
We can switch to Capricorn.
Well,
if you want.
He is a Pisces. So, I mean, like, I just Googled.
He is a Pisces? I got it right?
March 20th. Yeah, he's a Pisces. Yeah.
That's.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Did I just accidentally guess Barron Trump's sign correctly?
Yeah, he's barely a Pisces. He's March 20th. He's on the cutoff. Yeah, that's awesome.
Dude, I should be hung.
I'm looking at a picture of him right now with Melania and Donald, and he's wearing like a shirt that says "The Expert" on it. It looks like they drafted like a member of the fucking A team to follow them around. And it's just Barron Trump.
I would like to quickly correct Chris. I think I said it already, but it is not hung. Hung is your penis. Hanged is what you. I think you mean.
No, I would like to be hung.
Oh, yeah.
This was a separate thought. So
I should.
I was pissed off. I was looking down and I was like, I should be hung.
Hey,
you looked at You looked at your tiny penis after guessing he was a Pisces, and you were like, I should be hung. I should have a big dick.
Mm-hmm. That's exactly what happened.
That's awesome. Are you not wearing pants right now?
No, I'm completely naked for every podcast.
We got some really good
in
news.
In a launcher. Trump's gay.
I don't know if you saw, but Joe Biden and Kamala Harris released their 2019 tax returns, and they each paid in $800.
Oh, good. Good for them.
So more than Trump.
By, that was sweet of them.
What, $50?
Yeah.
I mean, well, you know why they did it, right?
Because it's normal for you to show people how much you paid in taxes.
Wrong.
Shit.
They did it so Trump couldn't be like, well, we haven't seen Joe's taxes yet.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they don't need him attacking them for paying $50 more.
I like the idea of him asking for Kamala's birth certificate tonight.
Yeah, I need that to happen.
That'd be so funny.
I would like that, you know, Fox News, if you're listening, I would like that put up on the background during the debate. If you could just flash that up there for a little bit so I could just verify that she is, in fact, a citizen, I would really appreciate it.
Yeah.
Because I'll be honest, I don't trust that bitch as far as I can throw her, which isn't far.
Because she's hefty. I like the idea of calling Kamala Harris fat. She's not, but like I'm bigger than she is. For sure.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, she's a fat bitch. Yeah.
But like, she's like, and you know, in my opinion, she's on like the borderline of like where you could be like a hot politician. So I think it's fair to call her fat. Well, like, it's like, sorry, you're just not there for me.
I think she is hot.
Mm.
I'd have sex with Kamala Harris.
I think Kamala Harris is hot, like in a cougar way. Like I'd see her at like Willie's, like Willie McCoy's. Uh-huh. And I'd be like, yeah, we could take an Uber back to my mom's house and hang out in my basement.
I think I need a few Irish car bombs and then a regular car crash to fuck with my brain enough muster up the strength to fuck her.
No, I'd just need like half of a Modelo or something.
So you're saying that you do need some alcohol to do
it. I don't need it. It would make it easier for me to ask.
I want Kamala to dom me. She can do whatever she wants to me. I'm hers. She can chain me to the bed and just do whatever she wants.
What she's going
to
do is she's going to chain your hand to your other hand and put you in prison for 50 years.
And she's going
to
put you in a female prison, Chris, because you're a trans.
Yeah.
Now I'm trans.
Yeah, you're trans now.
Now I'm trans because I had sex with Kamala Harris.
I'm going to be on the jury. I'm gonna stand up all dramatic, like Law and Order style. I'm going to be like, they're trans.
I don't know why I think it'd be really funny, but I think it'd be funny if all three of us simultaneously got jury duty for the same case. And so the entire time we're just trying to do like 12 Angry Men.
And it's a very it's a clear cut case.
Yeah, it's like a parking ticket or something, and like all three of us are just trying to make it as difficult as possible for the other nine people.
Yeah, we're just ruining their week.
Yeah.
We end up getting put up in a hotel because it's taking so long.
Yeah.
That'd be so great. I would love, it's like fucking 100 miles away. We have to like go do jury duty.
Yeah, that'd be kind of awesome.
I would love that. Dude, getting put up in a hotel
by the justice system? He clearly took a ride on TV.
You can't watch TV, though, in that hotel room.
No, you can't.
Look.
Be on your phone.
I can't make a decision until I see the car parked on the street where the ticket was issued.
Yeah, I think
you need to bring me there.
Yeah, I think all three of us just riffing would be fine. We wouldn't need phones or TV if we were just like, listen, I don't believe that he turned right on a red light. You can do that. That's legal. Well, there was a sign. I don't care if there was a sign.
Yeah. And then they bring a picture of the sign. How do we know that this photograph isn't doctored, Your Honor?
Street cams aren't reliable, actually. We can't even see plate number.
I'm not used to these analog photographs. You know, Facebook has a great feature where they let you know something is fake news.
Yeah, can we get this on Instagram and see if this is a doctored image?
I actually read in Breitbart that you can't even trust parking tickets at all. Yeah.
How do we know that his car isn't just a boat?
Permission to log in to Instagram, Your Honor.
He's like,
and you're already doing it.
Yeah, we're all talking during the case. Like we're just supposed to be watching and listening, and we're all just, excuse me, I have a question.
I love the idea of like the case is going on, me taking out my phone and just calling the police station to ask questions about the case.
Yeah.
In the courtroom. Yeah, I'm just wondering if you have a case on file. It's a standard issue, a parking ticket. I'm just going to need you to send over the details.
How long do we have to pose for the person to sketch us? Can you get my good side?
Permission to wear my favorite hat, Your Honor?
Yeah. Do you think they just draw the jury really well just so I could hang it up in my house?
Yeah. Permission to request a commission from the sketch artist, Your Honor.
I need a new cover for my podcast.
permission to use oil paints on a canvas, Your Honor, just for the sketch artist.
Raising my hand with the soundboard and like the three microphones for all of us. And it's like, can we record our podcast during this, Your Honor? Can we live stream this?
I would love to be in there and be like, permission to talk to the defendant. So when you got the parking ticket, which you are contesting, did you hear anything that sounds like this as I open the police siren app and just play it off my phone?
Your Honor,
how can we be sure that it was a real officer that issued the ticket?
Your Honor, there's no monkey bars. How are we supposed to do recess?
Your Honor, permission to get Panera Bread for lunch? Question mark?
looking at all of the jury members, like, you guys cool with Panera?
Yeah, nod your head. Could you do Panera?
Yeah. Someone's like, this I'm gluten intolerant, actually.
I like the idea of this actually being a murder case, and this kid's just, like, crying.
Yeah.
Because we hold his life in the balance, and we're just, like...
We're just riffing.
You thinking Arby's?
Permission to take the defendant out to lunch, Your Honor.
Can we hear the defendant's side, Your Honor?
I need a read on this guy.
Yeah.
Wait, no, it's like, can we hear the murderer's side of the story? I don't know if he did it.
We all take him to, like, a theme park.
Make Katie read his tarot.
His tarot.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
You're struggling with identity. Yeah.
He's just fucking like, please don't send me to jail. And we're just like, all right, look, man. This is a vacation for us. We're not gonna. I was never gonna send anyone to jail.
your tarot is saying that there's going to be a crisis in the near future, and to keep your head up.
Yeah, and I love that all three of us are in the jury room. Like, I don't think he did it, and everyone else is like, he clearly did it.
Yeah,
and we're like, yeah, we don't think so. But it has to be unanimous, otherwise.
Blatant evidence, like fingerprints on the gun and like the shells, and like. Yeah.
But he's a black guy, so all of us are holding out, hoping that the real, real murderer is found.
I'd love the idea of like waiting for like the plaintiff and defendant to be brought in, and yeah, it's like they bring him in, and it's like, oh, Your Honor, are you sure? Is this right? Are they supposed to switch sides?
Yeah, that's a black lawyer for the state, and you're like,
Should you be rhyming more?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Your Honor, permission to play a beat.
Yeah, we're all listening to Forgot About Dre.
It's easier for me to listen to black people when it's backed by musical accompaniment.
They commission a beat from you they can rap the defense.
Yeah, permission to cook up, Your Honor. Mm. Just like EQing a fucking snare loud as hell. In the courtroom.
The bailiff is like straight faced, like bobbing his head.
Yeah. Oh shit. Yeah, I don't know if you've heard of 100 gags. I got a melody line I'm gonna sample for you. This shit's gonna go hard.
Yeah, this is gonna go crazy. Everybody loves it. The judge is like, yeah, listen, I think he's innocent. And all the people on the jury are like, come on, can we just fucking go home, please?
Yeah.
I haven't seen my kid in 3 months.
Oh my god, dragging it out 3 months. Yeah. We're just like, this guy, the murderer just wants to be held in limbo at this point so he doesn't go to jail.
Yeah. It's like, we're doing it for like the Boston bombing, and all these people who have lost their limbs are coming in on the stand giving their victim statements to Jakar, whatever his name is, and we're all just like, yo, we could sample this. This is good. Yeah.
I'd be like, oh my god, Jakar, big fan. You're actually our Discord server icon.
Yeah.
did you know that Rick Ross sampled some dude getting life in prison for his album?
Yeah. Did he know? Or...
Huh?
Is it like a clear sample?
Yeah, I could play it really quick if you want.
Yeah.
It's like 5 minutes. Not 5 minutes, 5 seconds.
Yeah.
Okay. I was going to say, Jesus Christ.
Well, I'm just thinking, like. Is it like a sample in the beat, or is it just like a sample that
it's like,
okay,
just listen. Oh, no, no, no.
song.
Oh, great. The wrong one. Okay.
You do this every time, bro.
Okay. There's no reason to get angry.
I'm not angry. Just get your shit together.
The sentence should not now be pronounced. I ask that you stand for sentence, please. Mr. This is the sentence of the court that your custody be committed to the Department of Corrections for confinement in the state prisons without possibility of parole for the remainder of your life. You may be seated.
Wow.
Yeah. Then the beat comes in really fucking hard, I'm gonna be honest.
Here, we'll wait for it though. War ready. You got shooters. I got shooters. We got money. Let's do what the mother niggas can't do them. Mastermind. Oh. Oh. Nigga got 1,000 guns, nigga. Whoa.
And if money is power, nigga, I got millions of power. Is he just like flexing on the dude that went to jail? Like, hey, I'm not.
No. Listen, here's the beat.
Yeah, that's dude. Pretty hard.
But no, it's like his friend, I think, that killed somebody for him, I'm assuming.
Yeah, that's pretty sweet. That was good. I like that beat.
I mean,
what?
Oh, I think the whole song is about, like, having people that will kill people for you.
Yeah, I have that.
Yeah, I don't know if I do. I think my dad would kill somebody for me, but I think my dad trusts the municipal system more than he should.
I think my dad would kill somebody for me.
Yeah, my dad's like, my dad's a Reagan Republican.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
So he sells crack to black people.
Right, yeah. Well, cool. At his Walmart job, where he bags groceries.
Well, I don't know. If he's a Reagan Republican, doesn't he just give it to black people?
That's true, yeah. He just hands it out.
Yeah, well, he's waiting for the money to trickle down, I think, is like what?
It's trickle-down crack economics, yeah.
Yeah, no, my dad's
trickling down into the Pyrex.
It's funny, I was talking to my dad, he's like, yeah, I don't think rich people should be that rich. And I'm like, hey, me neither. And then he's like, but, you know, what are we going to do? And I'm like, are you fucking kidding me, man? Shit's great.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, what are you going to do other than guillotine them?
It raises a good question. You know, what are we going to do?
Yeah. Well, I think we should just vote. I think voting is going to do everything that we need it to do.
Yeah. Make sure you vote in person.
Yep, in person.
Do whatever you can do, but don't, I feel like in person is probably like the most secure way. Yeah, at least from what I've been hearing.
Unless you're in Florida, that's a funny joke. If you know about voting history in Florida,
I do not know about voting history in Florida.
Well, they always
do. I do kind of dislike the conversation that voting has no weight whatsoever. Voting for the presidential election has no weight. The local elections matter, I think.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Well, because I
towards
think,
your general community.
Well, yeah, and I definitely think there are people who run for local elections that aren't like a hard Democrat or a hard Republican because they're not necessarily a part of the system yet.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So it's like you can find somebody who believes in legitimately good things in local elections, which is why like I enjoy voting. Like I think it's fun, but I do think that if we want to get rid of this garbage two-party system, voting's not going to do it.
No.
No, I agree with that.
My whole thing is I'm excited because first off, election day is my birthday. Second off, it will be my first time voting. So yeah, if we could all just make sure that my favorite candidate, Donald Trump, wins on my birthday, I would really like that.
Are you registered, Cave?
I need to register.
You should do that like soon.
Yeah. You get to like October 31st, I think.
Yeah.
Okay. No, I for sure. I've heard it's like really fast. I gotta do it. But
I did it in my sleep one time.
Nice. I'm gonna get registered. I'm gonna go to the polls, motherfucker.
Yeah, it's. I voted from home. I already voted. I mailed it in already.
You don't have to re-register, right? You're registered once you register.
If you're registered for your where you live and everything, you don't have to re-register.
Okay, sick.
You only have to re-register if you move.
Because I voted like last year. Yeah.
I
voted in 2016. So
if you're registered for where you live. And yeah, Cave, another thing, make sure you register where you live. Don't register at like your parents' house or anything like that. Otherwise, you have to like drive home and go to the designated poll place.
Mm-hmm. Well, is that going to, if my ID has my parents' address, is that going to fuck with it?
No, it doesn't matter.
Okay, perfect, perfect. Because I ran into crazy issues in South Dakota for the 2016 election where I was not able to register. But this one should be a piece of cake.
I got fucked super hard because I registered to vote where I lived, and then I went to go vote, and then when I got there, they wanted to see my ID, which you in Minnesota you don't have to like show an ID if you're registered. You just have to like type in your information and whatever. And you can register on the spot in Minnesota, but don't do that because it literally will fuck you so hard. But I was registered already, and when I got there, they wanted to see my ID. They didn't let me vote because they didn't believe I lived where I lived, even though I was registered already. It was really fucking weird. They were like, we need a piece of mail, and I was like, fuck, I don't have any mail. I'm on my lunch break trying to do this quickly. Like, fuck you guys.
Yeah, it's called voter suppression.
Yeah, no, literally. I was pretty pissed about it.
Yeah.
But I mean, they're gonna try to do that at every corner. I mean, especially with young people.
Mm-hmm. Well, anybody who it doesn't have every time all the time in the world to go vote, they'll probably do it too.
Mm-hmm. What kind of sucks about some of the election type shit is like. It's volunteer based. It's ran on a volunteer basis,
and most of them are retarded old people.
Yeah, they're just old ass people that are like if you're a young person and like you know what I mean, like they're gonna be like sticklers to you,
right?
Mm-hmm. That does affect it, I think.
Well, yeah, and also, like, this is such a stupid ass take because I think it's just been reiterated so many times, but I mean election day should be like a holiday. Like you should just have that day to like make sure you get to the poll and vote. Like your right as like
legally your job can't not let you go vote.
Oh really?
Yeah,
like good luck making them not. If they don't want to, good luck,
right. Yeah, but no, yeah, I'm excited. This only comes once every 4 years for me on my birthday, and it'll be cool.
Mm. It's a thing where, like, if you aren't unionized, who's going to, like, defend you?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that was my problem was working at the restaurant I work at. I was going to go caucus for Bernie because that was a thing, but I was already at work and I couldn't get off because I work at a fucking minimum wage, like, small business place, so I couldn't, like, leave. It was a bummer.
Right.
I wanted to cock ass so bad.
Yo, I'm going to go cock ass for Bernie Sanders. Bernie Sanders is going to cock ass me.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the shitty part is, like, essentially all a job has to do is not schedule you from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m.
Right.
On election day. Because those are, like, the times you can vote.
Yeah. Right.
It's just kind of like, it's like bullshit, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But everybody has, you know, the world can't stop turning. Can't stop working.
Yeah.
We've always got to be making something, producing something. Otherwise, we're useless.
Unless it's Christmas, of course.
Right, unless it's a Christian holiday.
Yeah, and then we...
Then the only things open are Chinese restaurants and movie theaters for Jews.
Yeah, I don't think... You know what? This country was built on the backbone of Christianity, and that's how it needs to be, damn it!
Okay.
No, I love the idea. I want to go to a movie theater on Christmas one day just to find out what the Jews are up to there.
They just watch movies and eat popcorn.
No, something.
But they're like...
No, I love Jewish Christmas.
Yes, we're going to buy... That's not a Jewish accent. That's we're going to Jewish buy out this bank.
yeah, we're going to buy out the movie theater. And
Yes.
It's where we do all of our special Jew magic, our Jew voodoo, our Jew-do.
Yeah. Yeah. We're doing Jew voodoo in the theater.
We're doing Jew-do while watching Hobbs and Shaw.
I love the idea of them being like, David Blaine does not have shit on this. And they're just like levitating, like fucking 15 feet.
Are you Israel?
Is that what kind of Jew you are? Default Jewish accent is an Israelite.
Yeah,
that's like makes the most sense to me.
They're not watching movies. They're bombing Palestinians.
Well, some of them are watching movies.
No, they're not.
Yeah, they are.
They don't even know about Christmas.
I just get I get my Jew from the Dewey Cox movie.
Christmas is the same day as any other day to Israelites.
Well, yeah, because they don't think Jesus Christ was the Messiah, which will actually send you to hell for an eternity. So maybe think twice about that, guys.
Honestly, if any religion is correct, I think it's the Jewish religion.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know about that.
The reason being is because Christianity's been rewritten and rewritten and rewritten, where I feel like Jewish faith, Jewish texts were written like one time. I don't know. I'm not educated on this, so I could be horribly wrong. But I'm pretty sure they kind of just did it once and they're good.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I would imagine it's been rewritten, but I can't verify that.
Yeah, it could have been. But I think they don't have like the King James Torah, you know? They just have the Torah.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm trying to see it. Yeah, I don't know. Is the Torah the original?
Has the Torah ever been switched up on?
It's looking like some people are saying that it hasn't in 2,000 years, but they do have it in English.
Well, yeah, but that's not... that's different than, like... taking things out, because like the Christian Bible has like removed things and added stuff, and like they changed the whole meaning of homosexual.
No, really?
Yeah, homosexual used to mean pedophile.
Homosexual used to mean somebody that watches Rick and Morty.
Yeah.
Oh, so they were using like homosexual in like the definition of like what Kevin Spacey was.
Right.
Like a gay pedophile.
Right. Exactly.
Some news I want to talk about. I think it's important ahead of election, the election debates.
Right.
NBA YoungBoy was picked up today on drug and gun charges.
Ooh.
I'm not very happy.
Do you think Kamala will talk about it when she's debating Mike Pence?
Dude, the Kamala Mike Pence debate might be funnier.
I think it would rot. Well, here's the thing: Kamala already has shut down Joe during debates. Like, that's
right.
Kamala kind of rocks as far as like being a boss girl, I think.
Well, and Mike Pence can't look a woman in the eye.
Right. Like, Mike Pence can't be on stage with another woman without his wife there.
Right. His wife might get jealous of him.
Well, yeah, because he might just fuck her. Because I think that's what Mike Pence is scared of.
Maybe they'll have a talk beforehand, and he'll be like, "Honey, don't worry. You don't have to come on stage with me. She's a black woman. You have nothing to worry about."
Cave, do you remember when Mike Pence had to have his wife at a private meeting with another woman?
I don't remember that.
Yeah, like in 2017, Mike Pence was supposed to have a meeting with another woman, and he had to have his wife there.
Oh.
Yeah. It was literally the weirdest thing ever.
Mike Pence needs to like jump on those TikTok trends, like where you put your phone, where you're in the car with your girl and she's like, "Hey, put your phone down." And all the guys put it on the console, screen down, and then she like flips shit. It's like, "Are you cheating on me?"
Well, I'm also worried because Kamala kind of looks like a horse, and Mike Pence is known
for fucking horses.
So
Mike Pence is a registered horse fucker, and we're just gonna let him on stage with one.
Yeah, he's a registered horse offender, and
yeah, this man is ruthless. He has fucked a lot of horses in the Midwest.
He's the greatest horse fucker in the Midwest.
This man has wanted posters in every general store.
Wait, can you do it like Trump? Can you be like, can you do like the Trump? Like, he's the greatest horse fucker.
Mike Pence. Yeah. Mike Pence is the greatest horse fucker I've ever met. Yeah. He's a great guy, real sweet to the horses. The horses love him. When he goes to a pasture, all the horses come up to him and they just let him fuck them. They are totally fine with it.
Yeah.
He's a fantastic VP.
It's Trump he's, doing the he's
the new,
do
the new head of horse fucking in the White House.
It's Trump doing the they let you do anything when you're famous. But it's, he's talking about the horses. So you can just start grabbing their pussies and kissing them. They let you do anything when you're famous, but he's talking about horses.
Yeah. He's like, they'll let you into the pasture at petting zoos. They'll let you fuck the horse after hours. It doesn't matter when you're famous.
Yep.
When you're my VP, you get only the finest stallions brought to your room.
It's the clip of Trump with Epstein at that party in the 90s, and they're like pointing at women, but instead of women, they're pointing at horses that they want to ride.
That would be hilarious.
Yep. That's beautiful.
I would love to see that edit. Who up, listeners? I would love to see an edit of Trump and Epstein at that party. Fill Jeff's hand up with like a bunch of condoms, and then when they point, it just pans out to like a pasture of like Shetland ponies or something.
Yeah, they're just pointing at the horses that they want to ride. Yeah, I love that.
Yeah,
that kind of makes it nice. Jeff Epstein's
I like them pointing
got a whole
at the horses
island.
They're gonna fuck. That's funnier.
Jeffrey Epstein has a whole island of horses that he takes the rich and famous to just ride them.
Yeah,
I would love to, like the flip of that story is like, oh, Epstein is like flying young girls out to his island, but he's just like letting them ride the horses during the day, then like flies them out at night and just goes out and fucks the horses. He's like not doing anything to the girls he's flying out.
Yeah, it's a video of Hillary Clinton putting a horse face on her head in a satanic ritual instead of a child's. Yeah.
Yeah. I would love like
Bill Clinton's been on this plane 20 times since his presidency. Well, yeah, he just likes horses.
I couldn't help but notice that when I was on the Lolita Express, it smelled like horse shit.
Watch your step. Just shit everywhere.
There's like there's a bedroom on the jet, and then there's like above the headboard, there's like horseshoe like marks imprinted on the wall.
Yeah, Ashton Kutcher is working on horse trafficking.
Yeah. I would love that like documentary where it's like I was hired as, you know, Mr. Epstein's masseuse for 6 years. You know, I would go out to the island with him. And, you know, one day I caught him and Prince Andrew in the dead of night sneaking out to the pasture with no pants on. And they just started, and she's like fighting back tears, fucking the horses.
Yeah. It's instead of hot girls wanted, it's horse girls wanted. And it's talking about the horse riding industry.
Yeah. Oh my God.
OnlyFans is just people. It's just horses. Just people who
just the
own
whole
horses,
thing.
Yeah.
Oh man, yeah, just standing out in a pasture.
An alternative world where instead of sex, people just fuck horses. Everyone loves horses. BoJack Horseman is still the same TV show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It makes more sense now.
Yeah. We done did something there, guys.
Yeah, I think that's. That's a beautiful point.
The Seabiscuit Express instead of the Lolita Express.
Doorways to buildings are bigger now.
Yep.
Everything is like handicapped accessible because there needs to be ramps to get into every building.
Yeah. To Kill a Mockingbird is now about a guy whose horse was... He's fucking his own horse.
Yeah.
He blamed
all the cowboys moved out west because out east they didn't like horse fucking, so they all just rode horses out west.
The whole Civil War was about fucking horses and not fucking horses. The southern states were like, we want our right to fuck horses. The northern states were like, don't.
The northern states were like, we are vole cells.
Yeah.
We don't want to fuck
horses.
Yeah. It's fantastic. But if horses are the only thing that we're fucking, then you'd be a Volso if you didn't fuck horses.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah, don't be Volso.
Yeah, that'd be kind of a perfect world where people are fucking horses for pleasure, but fucking each other just for procreation.
Yeah. I love the Civil War idea too. Like, so yeah, the Civil War happens, right? And like there's all these statues down south now. We're fast forwarding the present day.
Yeah.
All these statues of like old like Confederate generals like fucking horses.
Yeah, they're not riding horses, like, all... they're fucking.
And people are tearing them down and like there's just outrage, like, no, this statue is tradition. It's been up for for 200 years. You're just gonna take it down.
Yeah. The issue with Columbus wasn't that he was raping and killing indigenous people. It was he was raping and killing horses. Yeah.
I love the idea of him touching down to America and there's like some horses on the shore there and they like look up at him and he's like, yeah, come on. So they're like, they start walking towards him and he just turns to the camera, sly smile, Finn.
Yeah.
Finn, as if it's a silent film.
Yeah, it is a silent film.
Yeah,
a silent film?
That's okay, the piano strings being plucked are to replicate the sound of horses being.
what if maybe this is terrible? What if like like all we're assuming that if that's what the Civil War was, and all racism was replaced with like fucking horses. So like
yeah.
Then there'd be like these like museums about like how horses were just like overly sexualized in media and stuff. They're like in like bikinis and shit and like and fucking like just like way overdone.
Yeah, the Holocaust Museum isn't about Jews anymore. It's about people who fucked horses. Oh man, yeah,
It's like minstrel shows, but it's just horses and like bras and panties.
Oh my god!
Yep, we're gonna put a pin in that one. That one's good. We nailed that one. We're gonna put that one in the refrigerator to save for later. We nailed that horse bit.
Good. Beautiful.
Hoop, there it is.
So I know we're probably going to talk about this on the live stream, but do you guys have any bets on, you know, what's going to happen tonight on the debate?
Trump insinuates that Joe Biden is mentally challenged, for sure.
Cool.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. I just think... it's going to be cheap shots all around, which is fantastic. I would love to see... I don't really know. Do you have anything, Clipson?
Well, I saw a thing today where Joe Biden said he's like a... You know, Donald Trump is gonna try and do low blows and attack me personally. But I'm going to talk about why I want to be president. And that was like the whole thing.
And Joe gets up there smiling. He's like, I want to be president so my mom will be proud of me.
Yeah, he's like, I want Bo to look down from heaven.
Bo's looking down. He's in a lifeguard tower in heaven. He's looking at me and he can see the top of my head. He knows it's me, though. He knows I'm his dad. I'm Bo's dad.
And I want to.
I fucked
proud.
His mom.
I want to make him
and made
proud.
Him with my cum.
My dad could drive. Yeah, yeah.
My dad used to drive me to where the pass around girls hung out when I was a kid.
Yeah,
and we'd tag team them.
I think Joe Biden's going about it all wrong. I'm very excited to watch. I'm very excited to watch Donald Trump just attack the shit out of him. And have Joe Biden be like, I want to be president. Or like like break. Like I'm ready for him to break and just be like, you know what, you son of a bitch. Just start fucking yelling at him like he's yelling at his kid.
I'll be honest, if Joe loses his composure and just like fucking flip shit, that's gonna be awesome.
That's what
he did on that union worker.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I wanna see Joe Biden dig at Bo. So bad.
Do you mean Donald Trump?
Yeah.
Not Joe Biden?
Yeah. I wanna see Donald Trump just, yeah, Bo, your dead son, you suck.
Bo would not be proud of you in any capacity.
Yeah. And then just watch Joe Biden just go into mega dementia mode and start just fucking tearing shit up.
I would love Donald Trump to be like, you know, I had a conversation with your son before he passed away. He said that he wishes I was his real dad. I told him before he passed on the bed, I said, well, that's very sweet of you. You can call me daddy.
Yeah, that's pretty good. I like Donald Trump adopting Bo Biden.
Just...
You're very sleepy, Joe.
Here's the thing, though. He might not say that, but I think I could totally anticipate a comment where, like, insinuating he would have been a better father to Bo than Joe.
If Donald Trump was Bo's father, he wouldn't have gotten brain cancer. Like, that's like...
Yeah.
Yeah, that's awesome.
My kids don't get cancer. Look at them, cancer-free.
Ivanka's very beautiful. She doesn't have cancer. I would fuck her if she wasn't my daughter.
Yeah, all my kids, very good-looking. Look at Baron. He's looking very good.
He's a Pisces. He doesn't have brain cancer.
Yeah, some shit like that I could totally see from him. That's real. That's dirty, but oh my god. I can hear him saying it in my head.
My new gay son doesn't have brain cancer.
Yeah. Even though he's gay, God didn't give him cancer, which we're thankful for.
Unlike some people.
Yeah. Some people God gives cancer to.
I kind of want to see Mike Pence call Kamala Harris just racist stuff.
Yeah.
Not on purpose, though. Not like being just
like
me,
accidental.
but he like accidentally calls her like a gorilla or something. Like, I think that'd just be very funny.
I would love Mike Pence to like try. He's like trying to be nice, and he's like, you know, we've come a long way on this debate stage. You know, just 60 years ago, she would have had to cross the street for me.
I like the idea of Mike Pence being like, now I'm here to debate, not argue, because you can't argue with women. Am I right, guys? And then everyone's just like, yeah.
If Mike Pence came out with some heater material like that, I'd be like, all right, I'm listening.
Yeah, if he,
I'm here.
Mike Pence coming out and doing a tight five on why Kamala Harris.
Yeah. I love him coming out, yeah, doing a tight five and then just leaving.
Yeah, he does all this material shitting on Kamala Harris as a woman and a person of color, and then he's just like, thank you. And then he like leaves.
He turns around, his wife joins him at his side, and he just like puts his hand on her ass and walks away.
Yeah. He smacks her ass and then
they
walk away. Yeah.
Yeah, I would love Mike Pence getting up there and doing the Chris Rock. Now there's black people.
Yeah.
Kamala Harris is a...
Yeah. That'd be awesome. And then the issue isn't even that he like did that about Kamala. The issue is that he stole that joke from Chris Rock. Yeah, and people are just like, joke stealer.
Yeah. People get pissed about that.
Yeah, but not about... Yeah, they're not pissed
not about what he says.
Yeah, it's just that he stole the bit. Yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Yeah, that rocks.
Oh, my God.
Whew.
Yeah, right. Mike Pence, I hope you do that, actually. Yeah. I hope you say that to Kamala.
Well, yeah, we're at about an hour, so you guys got anything you want to plug before?
Mistress Brooke. Yep. Mistress Brooke Masturbator, Venmo me, quit dollar sign. Yep. That's it.
Okay.
Cave, you got anything, man?
Twitter, KPVQN, Instagram, Bulk Lettuce God. That's it right now. And Yeah, I mean, we're going to be going to the fucking debate shortly after this, but yeah, that's all I got.
Yeah, but that's like, I love how we're doing that. It's my fault that I was like, yeah, let's do the podcast beforehand, because we could just talk about how the debate went instead. But we can talk about that on the Friday Patreon episode.
Get nasty with it.
Yeah. Thank you guys for being here. Buy t-shirts at theteespring.com/ I don't know what the store is called. It's on my Twitter, I think. I'm working on a WhoUp store as well. Join the Patreon at patreon.com/WhoUpPod. Other than that, thanks for being here. Bye.
Hey.